Today we're going to talk about setting up systems because I want this to be a business for you, not a job. Now remember, my goal for you in all of this is for you to use the money you make wholesaling to invest in multifamily properties because that's where the real wealth is. That's how you build lifetime cash flow. So that said, I still want you to turn this into a business, not have it be a job, okay? I want you to take off your employee hat and put on your business hat, your entrepreneur hat, okay? So let's get into it. Here's some of the things we're going to cover in this module. We're going to talk about why setting up systems are so important. We're going to talk about establishing rules and boundaries inside your business so that you don't make mistakes, so that you have a target to focus on, okay? We're going to talk about virtual assistants and outsourcing. And I'm going to spend a lot of time on this because we use VAs, call them VAs from here on out, virtual assistants. And basically what a virtual assistant is someone that works from their home to help you in your business. And we use a pair of virtual assistants in the Philippines right now to help us develop our list and help us with other tasks. So I'm going to go into that in depth because they're a huge resource. And we're going to talk about hiring and incentives. We're going to talk about setting up a business model where the people that work for you are incentivized to kick butt, okay? And so we're going to talk about that and how to hire the best people. I mean, I'm talking about people in your area when we're on this section. And then we're going to talk about building your database and how to do that so that you're very organized and you're tracking all the things that are important for you to track and you're staying in front of the people that are important for you to stay in front of. And we're going to talk about CRMs, client relationship management software. There's free stuff available. I'm going to tell you what we use, okay? And automating all this. So we've got a lot of exciting stuff to talk about. So why is this important? Why is it important for you to systemize? Because otherwise, every January 1st, you're going back to work, okay? And my goal for you is for you to set up your business so that you really have a life. You have an incredible lifestyle, okay? That's why automating and systemizing, you know, any business out there, I will tell you, is two things. It's systems and people, okay? So that's why I'm going to spend quite a bit of time on systems because they're that important. There are ways to maximize your time, you know, focus on what you want to do, remove yourself literally altogether from the business if you want to, and create a business, not a job. Okay, so these are the topics we're gonna dig into. Let's talk about rules and boundaries. According to HUD and the census, there's 2.25 million multifamily properties in the United States. So this slide's geared toward multifamily, but obviously you can't do them all. So you have to establish investment criteria. Okay. And so it's important for you to do that and establish some rules so your team and the people that are helping you know exactly what it is you're interested in. That's going to involve some training and spending some time laying out what you want. Okay? And so, for examples, your minimum profit needs to be $5,000. I mean, you establish that as a benchmark. Now, are you going to take less sometimes? Sure. But that's establishing a boundary. That's establishing a rule. You know, you want to deal with cash buyers. That's another rule. And you want 30-day closes. And so these are benchmarks and frameworks that you tell your team so when you're doing your deals, they have targets to shoot for. So there you go on that. You always want to make sure that your buyer's earnest money deposit is larger than yours. Now, it could be the same, but ideally you want it larger so that if the buyer backs out, you're actually going to make some money on that transaction because you spent a lot of time putting that deal under contract, and hopefully you can find another buyer. But if not, at least it wasn't all for naught. Okay, and you want to establish some limits on your rehabs because this is where a lot of first-time wholesalers get hurt. Now you could have a $20,000 limit on houses and a $40,000 limit on multifamily. You could raise these up a little bit. But if you don't have limits, you know, yourself and the people you're working with are going to just go after everything. And I'll tell you, some of these properties that need a tremendous amount of work, there can be hidden costs that you're missing. So you want to be careful. And I highly recommend that you establish limits like this in this area because it's going to protect you.